ก็ลาสมาสิเตสนุงอะ
มีเยอะปนะมีเมปันยมดูดูนาทีก็งั้นลูกตุกิ
เชื่อหรือไม่คิดยาท่านตัวนั้นya ta chana su tsa wa ti ching dong da ya nam ga da da nyam bi sim chin tam chi ji dong da zo bi san ji ji kong pa ran bu ti du bi sa ti che do de ni chue da chi ni nam ba je pe tsa wa ka dong da sa wa nyam bi san ba san chung chue do thok ji bu ngan da tan da sung bar yu
So for the sake of beings countless in number, as the sky is limitless in expanse, it is necessary to accomplish the precious level of perfect Buddhahood. And in order to do that, we will recite the verse text, which we just have received, doing this with the precious motivation of bodhicitta as the driving force. Those who haven't received a copy could sit next to those who have, so everyone can see.
Dang ya puja.
Ni kanga e kanga dongo.
Gogde. Kanga dongo da. Sunam chigre.
So we'll sing this together. Since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition at death and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common share. They make up the ground which is not in common share. What appears as an outer object in common perceived is perceiving awareness. There is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness. For the very reason that this is in common share. The other case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common, the object of consciousness, the minds and so on of other sentient beings, not comprise an object mutually. Of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are, nor for those who are not reposing in equipoise. Since for those who are not reposing in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear. And because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear. As the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed. If what appears as perceived does not exist, then what appears as perceiver does not exist. This is also in this respect a rationale behind the breakthrough to freedom from all appearance of perceived and perceiver, since these are what exist, beginninglessly in a state of total ferment. And because duality is not existing at all, is what really exists, is really what exists.
So
if one then recites the words of this verse in English again and again, then one will be able to meditate on the profound meaning which is present in them. For the sake of beings filling the vast and limitless sky with their countless numbers, it is essential to accomplish the precious level of complete Buddhahood. In order to do that, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. And with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the precious mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Tela ta chini namji je ne tumong wa nawa tumong wa tumong ga nawa hie sente tene teren ne tumong mayin ba tumong mayin ba nawa cha cha hie ba re tumong mayin ba nawa cha cha hie ba ne ne ta number rek ba tang de do le tang chen bo tang Jewa tang ne jingwa tang, drowa tumong mayin ser, tenne tumong mayin bao hi sawa sang.
So in this text, distinguishing phenomena and the nature of phenomena, we have heard the explanation on the first of the two grounds, namely the ground which is shared in common, and today we will hear the explanation on the ground which is not shared in common. And the root verse associated with this is as follows, and you can follow along. Since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition at death, and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common shared, they make up the ground which is not in common shared.
Tela ne kunjin number hibatang ne tumong mayimba kunjin number hibare kunjin number hibate ne se guje karresano kunjin nam hi latente kunjin nam hi la pakha yakpa latente nawa nato sharbe che seno nawa nato sharbe yenda wote kunjin nam hi re ne disena ne kunjin number hibatang oya
So in connection with this root verse, a commentary is given which fills in around the words of the root verse, making them intelligible. So the first thing that's stated in the root text is it mentions the ground. So what is meant by the ground here is explained in the commentary as consisting in the ground of the all-based consciousness, or alaya consciousness. And it's called the ground because in the all-based consciousness, the habitual tendencies from our actions are stored. And due to their being stored in the all-based consciousness, then from there, they again re-manifest. So it's called the all-based consciousness because that is the consciousness which serves as the base for the for all appearances that we experience.
Teyang jeva thoma me ba ni ni su nang hing ni tar nama la ni su nama la ten de ni su hing ba nam to de ni nang da ni hing ki pakcha de kun hi nam hi la ya de pakcha de la ten de yang ni nang dang ni su hing ba nam to de de zhu ba de.
So from beginningless time then, things have appeared as a duality of perceived and perceiver, and we have had the idea or the concept of what perceives as what appears as this duality is in fact a duality. So we have taken it to be so, and this has created habitual tendencies which then are registered in the mind, in the all-based consciousness. And from there, then, these habitual tendencies re-manifest in the form of things appearing in the form of this duality, which we then take again to be dual. In this way, having the delusion, the deluded concept of dualistic appearance.
Tena kunzop tong korvat korvat nama te, ninam korvat nama te, Turpa yin bar sam go yore, gom go yore, te sam sor dan gom sor te, tene kunji la ninang ka pakcha yakpa la tin te, tanda yang ninang turpa, ninang ka turpa de son sor la sam go yore, gom go yore.
So since what constitutes the wheel of samsaric existence is nothing other than this deluded appearance of a perceived and perceiver, and since the tendency for things to appear in that form is recorded in our own consciousness, then it is necessary to habituate oneself to understanding that what appears in a dualistic fashion is a delusion stored in one's own mind or deriving from one's own mind. So in habituating oneself to this, that is to say, in meditating on this, one has to think clearly about the way in which delusion, the delusion of a duality of perceived and perceiver in appearances, arises from our own mind.
So, Roga Nam Hi Nin Tokpo Kukpatang, Milan Matang Pe, Nin Tok Kaptang, Jarva, Tremba Mepa, Jarva So, Jacob So, So Roga Nam Hi Junche Dovare, So Roga Nam Hi Junche Na Yang, Nam Hi Junme Cheva Te, So Roga Nam Hi Junche Pacab So, Kunki Nam Hi Junma Cheva Yobare.
So then, while we are, sleeping, then when we either are sleeping or in a state where we have lost consciousness, either through fainting or in some other way, then the stream of the six consciousnesses does not appear. The six consciousnesses include the five sensory consciousnesses plus the mental interpretive consciousness. So during deep sleep in which there are no dreams and during the state of fainting or where one has lost consciousness, these six consciousnesses do not appear. However, the sign that their continuity remains unbroken is the fact that they are stored in the all-based consciousness. So even though they are not manifesting at a given time, they remain in the all-based consciousness.
Nambar rekpa tang hepa kabza ta namhi namhi chodun hepa re namhi chodro ke teng do chodro ke namhi je teng do nyomomba jenji ye jipe tene namhi chodun re. Namchi cho dumbo te, tene rāṅga tūmāṅ māyīn pa chūrē, sēm jīn yīn lāṅ, yāṅ nāṅ, gūñjī nāṅ khī nāṅ mā tōpā mā zē, sō tūñ jī nāṅ khī yāṅ rāṅga tūmāṅ māyīn pa chūrē, yīn lāṅ nāṅ dō mē pā rē, yīn lāṅ nāṅ dō mē pā ām, yīn jīn tōṅ mā tōpā rē.
So then the next word in the root text says awareness. And what is meant by awareness here is the what is called the sevenfold collection of awarenesses, which include the six consciousnesses just mentioned, plus the seventh consciousness, which is called the afflicted mind. All of these seven consciousnesses, plus the all-base consciousness mentioned before, constitute the uncommon ground because these are not perceptible by others. These consciousnesses do not appear directly to others.
Dedo khepe semchin sosu semje deva da dunga je nyunga te yang semchin sosu tumong ma yin bare tene semchin sosu dedo ge chorba de yin je ngus nyong ma to bare thong ma to bare.
So then the next point talks about happiness and suffering. And happiness and suffering are also, so the happiness and suffering of individual beings is also unshared. It is experienced directly only by the person himself. It is not experienced directly by others.
Deva ta dunga te yoba te deva dunga yoba te luja nam jor tang nga ka nga la ten te jipa zoba re ma to tene ngwe su to ma to pare jipa zoba go yore.
So what is meant by that is that the individual feelings of happiness and suffering or pleasant and unpleasant feelings which are experienced in an uncommon way or an unshared way means that they are experienced directly only by the person in whose mind stream they are present, and others experience them only inferentially or by deducing through physical expression and through vocal expression or the voice. One can deduce the state of mind of another person, but one does not see it or experience it directly.
Le tang hipe, di le te sempe le sakpa tang. Lu tang nage le sakpa te tumong dun tong togo yere, tumong dun yurgere. Semje goni le sakpa. Semje goni le sakpa te yang tumong mayin pe le sakre.
So then,
semje yenda la sem ngay ba. Zuna, tene semje le te tumong mayin ba, tumong mayin ba le re.
Zuna,
re re. Nap sem nui sem lokta la soba. Nap sem nui sem lokta la soba, semje le te ranga tumong mayin ba le re. Tumong do sa gogoma re, tumong mayin ba goni sa to re.
So then the next word in the root text says action. And what is meant by action is the karmic action accumulated through the mind. So there are three types of karmic action, those done by the body, those through the speech, and those collected through the mind. And the karmic actions performed by the body and speech are experienced in common by other people, but those present in or collected through the mind are not directly perceptible to others. Three examples of mental karma are ill will, covetousness, and wrong views. So such types of actions are mental and are not directly perceived by others.
When something is made, the semje le so so sa pa semjin de la ta te de ne se ya gen sam pa sam no ta no te ne sem pa le te dik pa le sa gyu re semjin de la me te sam pa nyin ge gom na yin da ga sam pa nyin ge gom na ge ba le sa gyu re semjin chi la me te semjin sosu deni gebe semje gebe le dang dekbe le sosu la sagre
dang po semjin mek mek
semjin jig la mek de
deni
dang po semjin jig thong de
deni mek
ma ni ke semjin jig thong jig de ke semjin de se ge insam na dekbe le er
o la so
jig de ke ning je go na samba ning je go na gebe le ra wa semjin jig la mek de tumong ma yin be le sosu la sagre le sosu la sagre
So if we take an example of mental karma, what is meant by mental karma or mental actions, two people in looking at another person might have two very different ideas in mind. The one person in looking might be thinking that he wants to kill the other person, in which case his mental action accumulated would be negative karma. And the other person in looking might be looking with the eyes of loving kindness and compassion, in which case mental karma that he is collecting would be positive. So in this way, these two are examples of what's meant by mental actions, mental karmic actions.
Dinen de ta ba pe na sem chen mang bu sem chen che la me te gebel sem je yi che gebe gebe geba ta de pa so so sa so te so la sa no ta na yang sem ta yin ba sem ta mi ba to to bre geba ta de pa yang sem la ra le ba de so
So through thinking about this example of how many people in looking at a single person could accumulate either a positive or negative result out of it, thinking about how that functions carefully, one can come to understand how everything is merely mind, how all of these interrelations are something dependent on mind and arising through mind.
Denen chenpo tang heba de heba re heba. Chenpo tang heba heba re. Heba heba.
Chenpo tang
chi. Chenpo heba. Chenpo heba re. Chenpo wa de denen so go wang bong ga ba. So go wang bong ga ba chor wa de rang ge tumong ma yin ba re. Heba ro de tumong de tong ma re ba. Ro de heba ma re. So go wang bong ga ba chorwa te tumong ma yin ba re.
So we won't put it chegi re.
So go wang bo ten ga ga re.
Te ga ga re.
Ti chorwa yo gara wa heba ka jo chorwa te. Heba chorwa te heba nam do te tumong ma yin ba re wa. Te tumong ma yin ba re. Ina he cha na ro te tunga re te te heba ma re ro re. Ro wa. Saka suma. Heba namdo, heba namdo da heba chorwa da tumong ma yiwa rawa. Maji he na heba chorwa da yin tumong da nyong togo ma ra, ha kogo ma ra. Yeah.
So then the next point on the paper that we have in the root text says transition at death. And in this connection then the actual... the actual cessation of the faculty of life is experienced only by the person who is dying. It is not experienced in common. So there is the concept of death, which consists in this idea of the cessation of the life faculty, and then there's the actual taste of death, the actual experience, which is not experienced in common by others.
Dini heba laya tumonga nama dang, tumonga nama da tumong mayimba nama, ni heba raba. Heba kapso, benna maji heba yina, donga chenpo yeba luja namjor, luja donga ngune donga yomare heba donga yina luja namjor, Donga chenpo yepa namjor ta meg ni chima tuanpa ta lakpa yongkor yapa la sopa. Ten rabo te tumong to tongko yore. Tene ta hesan toksam gare. Ma to heba chorban tongko ma re. Tene ikhya tsana ro de tumong de tongara wa. Ro.
Ro.
Ro de tumong. Tumong hako son.
Tumong.
Nyam de tongara. Ma mangbo nyam de tongara. Hyeba kap je donga yeba ta lu ta nga ke nam jor ten tongara. Ikhya tsana ro de tumong de tongara. Ta te jom sen karra san sem jen chik la tumong ka nawa tang. Tumong ma yinba nawa nyi te se go goro wa ote re. Tumong ka nawa ka de jen tong. Tumong ma yinba nawa ka de jen tong ta goro wa. Ten tu lu da sem jen dewa te long ka zo gore. Lu sem jen dewa long ka zo wa te so ka long de jen che te so che pa tsor wa te teni ma te ma ti kya wa yinba ma rang ka tumong ma yinba nyong wa re. Rama, then Rabo Tumong Dan, Tumong Maiba Nawa de Maji Hianayan, Soso Yere, de Se Gogodo. Tumonga Nawa de Tumonga Manam de Samzamre, Tumong Maiba Nawa de Samzamare, Simchin Soso Tumong Maiba Yamure.
Soki Wang Putang Luigi, Drava de Lungis, okay.
Sok Wang was Ego Mare, Lusem Jen Derva,
Lusem
Ludan Sem Jen Derva, say, but long Yere, take it to the Nihanore.
So in connection with death, there are both aspects of it which are shared in common and aspects of it which are not shared in common. For example, others, in looking at one who is dying, can conclude that the other person is dying through the physical expressions, for example, his he may have tears springing from his eyes, he may be clawing at the air with his hands, and so on. And through these various physical expressions, one can deduce that the other person is dying. After death is finished, then the corpse that is left is also experienced in common. However, the uncommon part of the experience of death is that the actual death process consists in the severing of the connection, the breaking of the connection between the mind and the body. That connection is established through the breathing, and when the breathing stops, then this connection is broken. This is the actual experience of death, which is not shared in common by others.
This and that other Samna Hivasajite, Tumo Maimba Rangi Hivate, Kunzoto Namto Sanre, Nelong Mamala, the Ni Hivayomare Kunzoto Namto Sanre, Tumo Mai Hivate, Tumo Maimba Rendua, Tumo Maimba Hivate, Rangi Hivate Karas and Hivate Namto Sanre, Nelong Mamala Hivayomare. Karasana lu pembo re dutin re kia kan yomare, hibatani yomare. Sem de nelok de ngomate satong re kia yomare. Ruba Yang takbari kia yomare.
So
Hiva nam to tamre. Hiva nam to tamre, Hiva nam to tamte, Hiva nam to de ranga tumong main benyamure.
So, relatively speaking, in relative terms, death is a concept. So, one's own experience of death, which is not shared in common with others, is a concept. Within the actual nature of the mind, there is no death. For example, the physical body is a mere material substance composed of atoms. It doesn't die. There's no death in those atoms, it's only a concept one has about death. And also within the actual nature of the mind, the clarity and emptiness inseparable, which is the nature of the mind. Within that, there is also no death. So the only death that occurs is in one's concept, in experiencing this this concept, which is not shared in common with others. This is called death, but in fact, there is no death.
Tini xeba te malam rawore, malam je kapso ngarang samsang xeba malam tanga yore, yina yang ngane xeba mare, namdo ke xeba re, xeba te namdo re, malam ta.
So for example, one could think of having the experience of dying in a dream, in which it is quite clear that the death experience there is the mere concept of having died. So Milarepa presented this in a song in which he said that one of the supreme reasons for practicing Dharma is in order to understand that there is no arising and ceasing. Because as long as one has the idea of there being arising and ceasing, then one has suffering due to that. Based on that concept, one experiences suffering. So one accomplishes the listening, reflecting, and meditating on teachings in order to understand that there is no arising and ceasing, that it is only this concept, and through having a strong attachment to this concept, then one has these terrible sufferings resulting, which are not necessary since they are not true. So one practices the Dharma in order to come to the understanding that this arising and ceasing does not truly occur. So then in returning to the root text, we have to skip a word. The order had to be changed for the sake of the meter. So we go to the word birth. And what is meant by birth here being an uncommon experience is referring to actually to rebirth, to the rebirth of beings in the various realms among the three realms of samsara.
Pena simchen ji khena simchen de tene jeba kande che lang na rang la ra le pare ma to tene yin la ra le pare ma re.
So for example, when a person has died, then where he will be reborn depends on himself. It does not depend on others. It is not experienced in common with others.
Tene kasan tumong ge kapso jeba tumong de jeba de ngar chi je wang de sebe lutrope jeba de re ngar chi je lutrope de rang ke le ta pham pham ni de son la le ba re dise na ti jeba de ngar chi je lutrope la re ngar chi je lutrope de tumong wa.
So the yesterday what we had, or the day before yesterday, what we had in the verse referring to what is shared in common, birth was also mentioned. And there, birth was referring to birth from the formation of a body which is born from a womb. And this is shared in common in the sense that it depends on one's own karmic actions on the one hand, as well as the coming together of the seed of the two parents on the other hand. So in there being three persons involved, it's birth as an experience shared in common. So So then, then on the other hand, in the case of a person who has died, if it was an evil person, then due to the actions that he's committed, he will be reborn in a hot or cold hell realm. This is something experienced only by himself. And similarly, if it was a person who has accumulated a tremendous amount of virtue, then he could be reborn among the form God realms or the formless God realms. And this is something which no one else would know about. This is something which only he experiences. So the next word, in going back, one word in the root text, it says bondage. And what is meant by bondage here is being bound in the wheel of samsaric existence. And being bound means that one is bound by suffering and afflicted states of emotion. And these are not to be understood as something which truly exists. Even though one is bound by them, they are only one's own concepts. And therefore, it is possible to be liberated from them, but as long as one has that concept, one is bound by it. So, for example, if a great anger or envy arises, then one is bound by these. One is bound by these. One is not at that point understanding the nature of the anger and the envy. One is not understanding that they are concepts and understanding that nature. One is experiencing that anger and envy and being bound by those concepts. And this is something which, even though it binds oneself, is not something which is immediately perceptible to others. It's not something which others directly can see. So then the
control letter of Tabate, then it to Mom Mayimbare, Rang Torbare, Yin la to go your mare. Then a Rang control letter of Tian, Monsum the Yin Jeto Matabare. Yeah.
So then the next point in the root says liberation, and this means liberation precisely from the concepts mentioned, for example, anger and envy. If one meditates on loving kindness and compassion and accomplishes those, accomplishes perfect loving kindness and compassion towards other sentient beings, then it's not even possible for anger and envy to arise anymore. However, this liberation from the anger and envy is something which is only experienced by oneself. It is not dependent on others. And it is not experienced by anyone but oneself.
Te namne, trova namne, se konga te namne, nam se jete mansegre, konga te nam, ne tang nambarek pa la sopa namne,
rang jui che sim chin rang rang jui che chu thumong ma yin ba yin ba ser rang thumong ma yin ba chu yin ba ser na so su jui che nyong jor sim chin so su jui che nyong jor nyua thumong ma yin ba te da sim chin yin da sim chin yin da de thumong de sar ma to be thumong de zo to gu ma re Rang kontu sem te yenda tumong dozo togo mare. Kontu le trova te yang tumong dozo togo mare. Te yendo rang sem je deva ta dunga le jane yago isare. Rang sem je deva nyona deva te tumong dozo togo mare. Dunga nyona dunga te tumong dozo togo mare. Matope isare. Tumong da sar matope. Tumong par zo togo mare. Tenam. Tenam semjin je ne tumong ma yin ba ki sao. Tisa na semjin je ne tumong ma yin ba re. Vaya.
So then the root text says they, and they refers to all of these which were mentioned. Since they are all factors which are not shared in common with the mind streams of others, and since one is not able to make these uncommon experiences, one is not able to make these experiences which are uncommon to others common to them. For example, one is not able to make one's own anger directly something experienced directly by the other person. Similarly, one's happiness and suffering. So one is not able to render these as a common experience or to make them something perceived in common with others. And therefore, these constitute the uncommon ground of sentient beings. They make up the ground which is not in common shared.
Dela tajur kona ne dan nambar rikpa tang dedog le tang chempo tang kiewa tang ne kiewa tang trova te nam ne chuchin chek yung matit Tumong mayimba, ne tumong mayimba yinte. Ranju ji chu tumong mayimba yinbe.
Ranju ji chu
tumong mayimba yinbe. Dikapso, ne da namba rekpa ta dedok le da chenpo ta jewa ta na jengwa ta drowa hipa kapso. Chujin tenpare. Tumong mayin ser hiba kapsa tenzik rawa. Dupchu te, tenne tumong mayin bawa. O tere. Ta tajur kuipa kapsa, ne ta nambar rikpa tang, dedok le tang, chenpo tang, kiewa tang, ne kiewa tang, trova nam ne chujin. Simjin je ne tumong mayin bayin te, ranju je chu tumong mayin bayin basa.
So, if we then present this in the form of a logical format, then the all of the factors mentioned constitute the subject. The fact that they're not shared in common is the predicate, and because they are specific to one's own mind stream is the reason. So, to put it all together then, we can say, given the ground and awareness, happiness and suffering, action, transition and death, bondage and birth and liberation. These constitute the ground which is not shared in common because they are specific to one's own mind stream alone.
Oh yeah, tanga sa tsaban dengi. Tangbo peke tenen don tene yin ki tenen. Rwa?
Sing it in English.
Tasun.
Three times.
Yeah.
And since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, at death and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common shared, they make up the ground which is not in common shared. Since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, at death and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common shared, they make up the ground which is not in common share. Since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, at death and bondage and birth, and liberation are not in common share, they make up the ground which is not in common share.
Tā te tār pēnā rāng, rāng lā tūmōng tō, sēmjīn tūmōng tō jūrpa, tūmōng kā tōng tō pē chū kāndē jīn tō. Sēmjīn yīn jīn tōng mā tō pē rāng kā tūmōng mā yīn pē chū kāndē jīn tō, yā pū tā kē tāng nā, tēnē rāng lā, rāng kā chū tē lā, rāng yīn lā tūmōng tō, sēmjīn tūmōng kā tōng tō pē chū tāng, tūmōng mā yīn pā nī yā pē sē nā, Tene rang rang denbar matopa to dure.
Tense kago maso.
Tumong tang rani la nga chik yin samgadwa hako songa. Nga santu danzen ki chik namdo yore. Tene rani la lu tang nga la sobe tumong semjin tumong don tong tobe chu tang tumong ma yinba mangbo yobe sena. Tene da chi yo mare.
Ora so.
Tene da denbar yo mare.
Ora
so. Dawa, tene dawa toto.
Ora so. So then, through reflecting over these factors, which are not shared in common with others, and the fact that there are factors which are shared in common with others, then one can come to an understanding of there not being something truly existent. We have this idea of self-entity as being one thing, as having this singleness to it. But when we investigate it, then what we think constitutes the a single entity actually breaks down into a number of various factors, some of them which are perceptible to others directly, and some which are not even perceptible to others. So this idea of having a self or a self-entity consisting in a single kind of unit is broken down.
Nang sem tsamam, nambar rikpa tsangji trumta tenpa tang, chik. Tela ten te, tele, zungwa mai par namrik sem tsangji pa sirna, tele zungzeng mai pa tonglan juk chori nyi le, sabje nyi e pa tele. Tangpo la, sir zungwa mai par nambar rikpa tsangji trumta tenpa tela, zemba le, nang zemba le, ta te ba so so ju be zong wa me ba ten ba tan zen ba le ta te be zong wa me ba ten ba de la yin da ke mang ni pe zue ba pa ba de ni ye ba de o ya
So then the as you may remember there are 6 points dealing with the subject of phenomena and we've now arrived at the 6th of them which is presented in 2 parts. The first of them being the presentation of the philosophical tenet of there being only awareness without there being outer perceived objects. And then based on that understanding that there is only awareness, then the approach to the understanding of the meaning of there being no perceived and perceiver is presented. So in relation to the first of these is the presentation of there being no perceived object which is different from the perceiver, and then in relation to that, so in relation to there being no perceived object separate from the perceiver, then any sort of uncertainty is eliminated. So then these are the 2 points.
Della tangbo zemba le ta te bezon me par temba ne sir zon tumon war naman zemba namre pao number hile sir to kyurpe to yo main te tumon wa ni sero hi sa
So then, in relation to the first of these points, which is establishing that there is no perceived object separate from the perceiver, the root text says, what appears as an outer object in common perceived is perceiving awareness. There is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness, for the very reason that this is in common shared.
Nderba. Sirul langwen bari khenpa nam. Sirul langwen bari khenpa. Sidon langwen bari khenpa. Sirul jir yo. Sidon zhukda taro rikza so langwen bari khenpa am. Denbari khenpa nam, denhin khenpo yopa nam, den nyamdo, dendriji samgresen, den nyamdo. Taza tumongwe, kang tawara sawa tumongwe re la soba, dordo tropa, den nam, detar nyumi to yopa tisena, sedon tropo nyamna, mahinde. Nang hibale, nang number hibale, tate besedon, pembo dirt dropping over your bamainte, Jumsin carresena, Pacan tumber now and namje, Benesedon rela soquala, Pacan tumba, Tonsor tumba, Mertan tundu, Pacan tunsor che by your, Pacan tumber say by namje. Nangan zimba number repany Sir Jeton tetan te number now in Besser Pena Melange Zoktavo. Oh, yeah, Tipat.
So then the commentary on this says that in the thinking of those who forcibly cling to outer objects. Outer objects, for example, a form, sound, taste, smell, and tactile sensations. So those who take such things for granted as being outer objects, those who take these as being truly existent as outer things, so in their thinking, such things are something observed in common. So whatever is observed in common, such as mountains and so on, are present undeniably for them as things made out of atoms, and therefore as being truly existent outer objects. So if one is thinking along these lines, then this is not on. This is not the way it is. And the argument for that could be presented in the following syllogism. Given what appears as outer perceived objects shared in common, such as mountains and so on, these do not exist as outer objects different from the inner consciousness with a material essence, because they are the inner perceiving awareness itself, which appears in the form of this and that outer object. And this inner perceiving awareness itself belongs to beings who have habitual tendencies activated in a corresponding way. So for example, given the case of a mountain, then there would be different ways of seeing this depending on what sort of habitual tendencies are active in the mind of the person looking. So for example, the difference between a human being looking at such an object and an animal's way of seeing it would be quite different. So given such objects, then they are not existing outside, but are the awareness itself of those whose habitual tendencies are compatible, and this awareness appearing in the form of the outer object, just as the forms which appear in dreams.
Pakcha chetop je sungwa trunang yin paten se ki siddhong maro paten pare.
So to present this in a form of in another sort of logical format, it says just as the forms which appear in dreams, since what appears arises through the habitual tendencies of the being, they do not exist as something outside.
Number hile sirr to chorpa tonyo mayin de thumong pa nyin sero. Tandi kapso nang sirr je nama te nang ke sem nang tam re ma to Semnang tan le sirur de denpa trapa yo mare. Jumsen karar se na semjin sosu tumung ke nama te semjin sosu tumung ma yinpa nama te tumung tardo nama yinpa se na te semnang tan re. Tumung ma yinpa nama re te tumung tardo nama re se. Tumung pa nyin se ro.
Yapon
Dimaso. nāma tēdā tūmōng, tūmōng mā yīmbā nāma, nām tūmōng tārdu nāma yīmbā sē. Mēne tūmōng mā yīmbā sōsū nāma rē, tē tūmōng tārdu nāma yīmbā sē. Kandē rē sō.
So then the tini dreva di lok
dreva ho dreva kya so ti se na number ki pa le re ti se na number ki pa le yen ba sir du chur pa ton yo ba mai te de tar ta za thmo we se don ki sa ba te ya thmo do ta bar sa ba sir ju ton ki sa ba te ya
So then the the next part of the root text says, there is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness for the very reason that this is in common shared. And the commentary on that says, so hence there is no objective thing existing as an outer object or existing extrinsic to or different from the consciousness. And furthermore, so-called outer objects observed in common because, or for the very reason that they appear as common to a number of beings whose mind stream is different do not exist separately from the perceiving faculty of the individual mind streams. We could present this logically by saying, given so-called outer objects, they do not exist separately from the consciousness because since the mind streams of the perceiver are different and they think they are perceiving these things in common, what seems to be common is only what appears as common is only seemingly common, given the differences in the mind streams who think that they are perceiving it together.
Pena meto denje meto andandrawo che malam mamambo la nyambo mamambo nyambo meto dan thom malam tang na meto de thumong mamambo nyambo thumong dan thom malam tang na yang thumong dan tong ko yo mare rang thumong mai ba nama re thumong mai ba nama te thumong tar da nama re rawa malam la pe ya ko.
So for example, if there is a large group of people in a dream who are seeing one flower, then even though they may think that that flower is appearing in common to all of them, in the same way to all of them, in fact it is not. So in order to understand this, in order to understand this, one has to get the point that what seems to be experienced in common is only, it only seems to be in common. It is in fact not experienced in common, as we can understand through the example of the dream.
Hing jog drova te so su tumong mai ba na wa re tumong ke hing jog drova po yo ma re te tene nyambo rang ke tumong mai ba jog drova thoma te tumong tatu nang kare hing jong do ha ko so
ha ko so
o ya hing dong hing dong jong do ge ro wa
ne
o ya.
So for example, if there are a group of people out riding in a car and they all see a tree, so they think that they're seeing that tree together, but in actual fact, the way that each person is perceiving the tree is slightly different. It's not perceived in common, it only seems to be.
No, I don't know. The Jumtsin Chetabhikyana, Jumtsin Chetabhikyana, Siddhon Trupa Drupzi to Koepe, Ta Siddhon Ngambar Khenpa Namje, Tumongara La Sokpa Yoepa Serna, Tene Siddhon Tenpa Trupa Rese Labarava. Siddhon Trupa Drupzi, Siddhon Yoepa Drupzi to Koepa Taza Tumongwa Arala Sokpa Tene, Jui Sosu Ngokar La, Jui Sosu Ngokar Sejete Semla Nanlok, Nalok Drava Samke, Pena Gadi Nana Dongin to Hing Dong Yog Dravate, Nalong Dravare, Tene Yog Dravate, Tumong Dongo Dong somewhere. Tema to Hing Dong Yog Dravare. Drava Samke, Tumong with Sedong He, Jokbar Sena, Drava Sanjin Jokbar Se, Jokbar Samre. Nama Tedane, Tesseroja Nama Tedane, Ranang Sosu Juja Nama Inje, Simchin Sosu Juja Nama Reze. Tumonwa Namiam Masila, Namiam Mila. Nama Tam Tele, Yembe Sedon, Hebe Tumonwa Yen and Devoki, Requa Namiam, Timunite. Nam don't tripping all that Demba. Denpa tattu yona yang rikpe ta na marubare se. Namto gungor sarurtu yopan rao yore. Te namto nrubare. Hirap je ta hing jie na yomare se. Rikpe nam yang ting munu te. Semla nama le yor te namar jok gu je. Semla nama le jok gore. Semla nama te semchin sosu semla nama goni jok yore ma to. Tene tumong ke semji yo. Tumong wachi yozi yomare. Manang wane jarzi tsema mebe na jo merikso. Oh yeah, tipata chingyot.
So then a reasoning is presented in connection with this. So in the minds of those who have this clinging to outer objects as existing, who take for granted that there are outer objects, they would use as an argument for there being outer objects that things are observed in common. So the so-called commonly observed things are used as the way of establishing the existence of outer objects. So in that connection then, one has to analyze these so-called commonly observed things. And they, in calling them commonly observed, we have to look at this term more closely. They are only called outer objects observed in common from the point of view of there being merely a similar way of appearing to the individual mind streams of those having an equivalent level of development. These appearances are something appear, the appearances are different. So the given appearances are different, appear differently to different mind streams. And therefore it is not, it would never be possible to call these something experienced in common. So something which is being called an outer object, or something which is being called an object experienced in common as existing outwardly or separately from being a mere appearance to the mind. If one analyzes it with logic, if one analyzes it logically, one would never be able to establish such an object as being in that way, as being really a commonly observed object existing separately from it being merely an appearance of the mind. So at the time when one thinks that it is like that, this is a concept, it is a deluded concept, which has not been examined using analytical knowledge. So one has not used one's sherab, one's intelligence or one's analytical knowledge to investigate it carefully and logically. One has merely this deluded concept. But it would be necessary to posit the existence of such an object from the point of view of its appearing to the mind. What would be something not appearing to the mind, it would, since it would not be possible to measure it or to evaluate it with valid cognition, it would not be logical or would not make any sense to posit it in the first place.
Pena mache la drata ni ni kitaba kapso drava mambo yona drava nam kitaba kapso mai zupote dry zupore konsun thon so la dry zupo yin ban thong re ni so ka ta om ba kapso khu zupote ni ji zupore ta khu zupo ngane de dry zupore ta ni ji zupore sa na khu zok lu ngo ma de dry zo yin na de ne ni so ke ni ji zok sun thong ทองคีกมาเลยคือสุปะเตญีเจลุเตญีเจลุยินเนาะถ้าดรากะดรากะตาบกาบสอดรายลุสุนทองซีกมาเลยดราวะนามเจดรายลุสุนทองญีเจญีเจลุสุนทองมาเตดรานามเจสุสุทุมงมัยเปตันตาคารสโกทุมงมัยเปนามะเตทุมงตัดโตหิญีนามเจจังญีเจ Tumong mai ba nama te tumong tar du kien ba le tien su ma re.
Da ba.
So for example, in connection with friends and enemies, the appearance of friends and what who appear to be friends and enemies, or who appear as friends and enemies. So many people in looking at a particular person might see him as an enemy, and while others might see him as a friend, and if the enemyhood or the actual enemy-ness belonged to that form, then it would not be possible to see him as a friend.
Re drag toma kapsa mati zupo te dry zupo re samparama. Ni nam ji toma kapsa ni ji zupo re samparama. Mane dry zupo te ni ji zupo kaya mare. Ni ka yang mare. Ni ka ina ni zupo ni yogore, ni yo mare. Tene dry zupo kona da ni ji zupo kona ya mare. Dry zupo yemba demba trona ni ji zupo nang siga mare, ni insola. Ni ji lu ina. Tene dry dry nam la dry lose nang si ga mare te so su nam to tin ba ke tene pa ta kwa re nam to tin be ta kwa re
na so
dry nam to tin ba la tin de dry lu de sam ne tu mong do yo sam ba re tu mong do ta kwa re ni nam je nam to tin be na wa te ser de den ba dro ta kwa re
ro wa
le tan de sum ma
de sum so the then those who are the enemies of this person would see the form of that person as being an enemy, Whereas those who were the friends of that person would see the form of that person as being an enemy. However, if the actual enemy-ness does not exist in the form of the person, nor does the friendship exist in the form of the person himself, it is merely the idea of those who are looking, which is being imputed outwardly. And which is being experienced as if it were something shared in common with others. But it could not be like that, otherwise it would be, then all would have to perceive that person either as an enemy or as a friend. So the ones who are seeing him as an enemy and who think that everyone else is seeing him that way too, this is his own private thing, hence it's his own idea which he's projecting onto the projecting outwardly, and it seems to have this this commonality. It seems to be something that others are sharing in common, but in fact is this deluded projection, which is then taken as truly existent in the way that it's projected, in the way it's perceived.
Kanye. Ma kanye, kanye dra zona te he ga. Kanye ma kanye dra insan nam do tina ma te he na ga gre. Hakazon. Kanye ni do zona te he jo. Kanye ka ma te ni bar zona ma te he zona jo gre donga ji gre. Hakazon. Ma beten la de do ye do mi. Yumtsin tisen ngo po sero yor chi ten la deva ta donga jesi chi no ba ma do gore ngo pe ten la de do ke jesi chi no ba yo ma re gar sa na ma che la drar zon na te che na ga gre sem chi po yong gre ni do zon yo na te che na donga chi gre nam do la ra le pare yo la ra ma le pare ka hi drar zon na te che ga ma te che na ga gre Kanye need the zona take you, Kanye can need the zona, but they cannot do my kid. Move it in, they don't hear me. They do.
Oh, yeah. So then one could put this in a kind of verse form saying, some when they see their enemy die get happy, and some who see him as a friend will get sad. Therefore,
ngupo rang ten la de do deva da dunga chesi ji ne ba yo ma res.
So it is not things as such which have the power to make one happy or sad. From this verse we can see that so since the same person by some is perceived as an enemy and by others as friends, and by those who perceive him as an enemy, when he died, they would experience happiness or joy, and those who perceive him as a friend would experience suffering. So it's clear that the experiences of happiness and suffering are dependent on one's own concept, one's own way of looking. It is not dependent on the object.
Okay. Oh yeah. Then the kawata lips.
Then he juk merik so gonapso.
Then go merik so. Tina taza tumonwa kipan della lekpartana tumonwa kisun joke jun joke. Junsin juice or soon now and drive in Jona, now at ten and drava in a young. Tijo sedon tumon a chick. Nepat tro mugute, Junsin carresana, German naje, German rangaje make lepe, Jevo mangbola, now at tumon and charwagin. Diva tankin will langa jape, then it tata langbola so but tumon the nung the young. Mene tumong do tata langbo tumong do drava yomare. Pe tegin do pakyan tumbar sepe, pakyan tumbe jevo namla, Pakha te ye nöpa maze je reng la. Pakha ke nöpa sen ro de nama ten jo ro ware. Pakha tun pe, Pakha te ye nöpa maze je reng la. Ne la sopa ndravar nang na yang. Ndravar nama jo che siru na tong to tropa mi te. Pe na, cho chek la ang le nang tha te pe. Le je pakha tha te pe ndrova rek trok la. Tong nang mandrava. Tade to yoba yin. Rang nang sem je ranang tang to kibar sao. Sem nang tang je re ma to mune sidon denba yamare. Seru tong to marubre.
So therefore, these so-called things which are observed in common, if they are analyzed well, then the reason for calling them something shared in common is posited from the point of view of the similarity of the way they appear to different mind streams. And this appearance is indeed similar. However, the cause for it does not have to be the definite existence of this as a commonly experienced outer object. And the reason given is just as for beings whose eyes are under the hypnotic charms of an illusionist, things can manifest in a way which appears to be common. So, for example, an illusionist using small pebbles or sticks through his magical abilities may be able to induce the idea in other people that these are elephants and horses and cause these appearances of elephants and horses to be experienced in common by that group of people. So similarly, for beings whose set of habitual tendencies is active in a compatible way, or who have a corresponding set of habitual tendencies, for as long as the energy or potency of these habitual tendencies has not been exhausted, then environments and so on appear in a similar way. However, the specific cause for this similar appearance is not their existing as objects on the outside. Just as in the case of the same water, which comes out as a different way of appearing, to the interpretive faculties of the six types of beings, whose karmic predispositions are different with respect to the different appearances. So in this way then, one can come to understand that it is only, whatever appears is only a self-appearance, an automatic appearance, or reflexive appearance of one's own inner mind.
Tatajur kuna tumong tarta nawe sirir je nawa na tsokpan de chujin. Semle sirir de denbar marrup de pakya tumbar nawe nawa yimbisar. Pakya je nawa yimbisar. Pena Pakhyan thunpar sepe nāva yinpisir. Pirna yoma talang dang malam janavai. Pirna yoma talang dang chochiglan rovare droge tonsor nāse sonyi.
So to present this in logical format, then we can say, given appearances which are seemingly shared in common, these are not commonly shared experiences separate from the consciousness existing as outer objects, because they are appearances for those who have a corresponding set of habitual tendencies, like the elephants and horses created by an illusionist, or the same water as appearing differently to the six types of beings.
Tetar serer jenama de pakya jenama yembar hina pakya jentuna yembar to na tene sedon dembar marbu to to.
So then if one understands that whatever appears is the deluded appearance of one's own habitual tendencies, or is the deluded appearance of habitual tendencies, then one will be able to overcome this idea of the true existence of outer objects.
Tene sedon dembar madopa to kale kapo yer karasana keva thoma ma pa ne dembar yem pa pakha yuk kem bo yeb sena tene lamsang te dembar madopa to kale kapo yer to kale kapo yeb sena sanje ji pe mangbo so re malam ji pe ta jome talang ji pe ta chhe chig la ndowa re to ke thon so na so yeb pe Peta, Machik Layan Simchi Namjan Tonsor Mangbo Yabe, Pe Mangbo Gonitani, Samantangore.
So
Mangbo Latin de Togore. Marve.
So the non true existence of outer objects is something baffling to our minds. It is very difficult to understand. It is not something that one is able to come to understand immediately. And because of the great difficulty in understanding it, the Lord Buddha has given so many examples to illustrate it, such as the example of the dream, an illusion, the example of the same water as it appears differently in the eyes of the six types of beings, the way in which the same person can appear completely differently to different people, and so on. So one should think about such examples. So then, now we'll sing the root verse first in Tibetan and then in English. Perceiving awareness, there is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness. For the very reason that this is in common share. As an outer object in common perceived, is perceiving awareness there is no objective thing, existing as something extrinsic to consciousness, for the very reason that this is in common share.
Naman zimbe namrek pao. Nambar hile sirurto jurpito yo ma yinde tumongba ni yinsero. Tachiran sato.
What appears as an outer object in common perceived is perceiving awareness. There is no objective thing. Existing as something extrinsic to consciousness, for the very reason that this is in common shared. In common perceived is perceiving awareness there is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness for the very reason that this is in common share. What appears as an outer object in common perceived is perceiving awareness there is no objective thing existing as something extrinsic to consciousness for the very reason that this is in common sharing.
Gyevande
Chewokan Sunam Yeshele Sunam Yeshele Zongwa Dhamba Kunye Dobara Yunshubu Manjur Limbo Kuye Trashi Sho Yena Drukchu Songe Trashi Sho Dadra Dime Tukye Trashi Jarve Kusundu Kye Trashi Sho.